Do we really need a federal budget?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and Republican Congressman Paul Ryan has just unveiled his federal spending plan in Washington. It contains many of the same proposals Republicans offered before the election, including lower taxes and less spending.
We match revenues with expenditures. So our budget matches the spending with our income, just like every family and business must do throughout America.
Now, if history is any guide, Mr. Ryan's budget plan probably will not be acceptable to Democrats, just as their budget probably will not be acceptable to Republicans. So we may end up without a budget for another year, which raises the question of whether we need one in the first place. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us from Washington to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Okay, so I know we are supposed to have a budget every year. Why don't we have one right now?
Well, shocking as it may sound to you, Jeremy, the process broke down in this town.
Shocking.
Normally, here, which is several years ago, the White House sends its blueprint to Congress early in the year. Congress has its own ideas. They take all these, they hash them out. It goes through the legislative sausage machine. Both chambers vote on a budget, and voila, by October 1st, the start of the federal fiscal year, we have money going out the door. But we've not had that in the last few years, and so we get to run on emergency crisis spending.
Well, so we've been able to make it by. It hasn't been pretty necessarily, but it's worked okay. Do we need a federal budget?
Well, worked okay. Okay. Without a budget, you get today's reality show that is Washington. Without a budget, you have a possibility of shutting down the government. We've seen that. Or without a budget, you pass temporary spending bills a few months at a time. We're seeing that now. And in a poisoned political environment, you get these self-imposed deadlines to get everyone's act together, which, of course, failed. And we're living through this forced spending cut program called the sequester. In other words, you get dysfunction. I spoke this morning to Republican consultant Tony Fratto. He worked in the press office of President George W. Bush. And he says, when the budget machine seizes up, Washington really doesn't have a good plan B.
There's no way to really compel Congress to do a budget, to produce a budget resolution, to get together and to do that. It's not in our structure of government right now. And it's the founding fathers did a lot of things right. This is one thing that they got wrong.
And so, Jeremy, we have what we have now.
So, Scott, is there any chance that the budget that Paul Ryan proposes today or one from Democrats will actually become law?
Well, there's always a chance. Right now, by the political reactions, the chances, the smart money seems to think the chances are pretty low. But, you know, as we get to say, we'll see what happens.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.